Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this September 24th, 2025, I have your host, James, here. Hope you all are having a great day out there. It's about to get a lot better because we are bringing in our good friends from the ODC. We've got Ann Lee Peck with us. Ann, always good to see you.
Good to see you.
And Ashley Nickel with us. Ashley, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you guys being here and certainly where we get to start our topics. And by now, you know, I love October. I love Halloween. We get to start with Haunted House. And something that Seth and I were talking about on our morning show and just kind of the conversation continued afterwards, where you hope for things and, you know, oh, you guys come up with this idea and you're going to bring it to the audience, to the community here and everything. And then all of a sudden it happens. And the response that you guys have gotten from this, it has just risen up and up in the last couple of years that you've done it. I just before we get into some of the things about it, how great is it in that building when this comes up and you guys are talking about this haunted house and the way the community has responded to it?
Yeah, well, it's actually, it's amazing because we've been working on it basically since we ended last year. And so really trying to keep it fresh and change up the theme a bit. But yeah, we are just so thankful for the community that comes out every year. And then this year, we actually had a great response from some businesses to offer some volunteer help as well. So over the last couple of years, there's been kind of a small core group that put it together, and it's a daunting task. And so we are really are fortunate to have a lot of our community members and business partners helping us this year. So we're really grateful for that.
Part of what I think is made this popular is one, and certainly noteworthy, how exciting and fun it is. And the fact of some of the things you just said there, the, you know, looking to make it better and improvements and, you know, just people just genuinely enjoying a good haunted house and the great work that everybody does with that. But something also about this, and you mentioned it right there, about volunteers and people donating items. And not every haunted house can you go through and have that feel. There is the, you know, plenty of local great haunted houses and everything. This one really has a local feel to it. It really does have the fingerprints of the community on it. And I think that's part of what pulls people to it as well. You have to have both. You know, if it was one of the things that I think that is exciting about this is that part, though, that you can not only be involved in this and have something, maybe an item, maybe you're volunteering, but then, of course, enjoy the haunted house itself. It's a really unique opportunity for the community and for people. So we want to remind everybody that we are looking for a certain item still.
Yep. We're looking for not only volunteers, but so just to give you an idea of volunteers, and this isn't number of people, but it's number of spots. We're actually going to start, we're going to have the whole week prior to be able to set up. And so we actually have like 400 and some slots for volunteer opportunities, and we have about 250 filled. So we have, you know, there's certainly some needs for prior to the event with setup. If people want to take a section and help with just setting up a section, they can do that. And then also, of course, during the days of the haunted house, and then also the teardown, after the haunted house is over. So there's a lot of different opportunities for people to get involved in whatever way works for them. So if people are interested, they should reach out to us. We are also looking for a couple of items if people are interested in offering those to support the haunted house. Of course, we're looking for candy so we can give that out to the kids. We go through a lot of AA batteries, so those would be helpful. Black duct tape. We're looking for 20 by 12 tarps, command hooks, and then also 11-inch black zip ties. So if anybody has any interest in helping to support with some of those items, that would be great. Again, just reach out to us. We will have some of this on our Facebook page as well. So there's lots of ways to get involved and to help support. And then, of course, we're hoping the community is going to come out and go through the haunted house.
I appreciate the details and the look behind the curtain with that a little bit, because I think not only does that bring people's attention and bring them to want to volunteer and help, but the descriptions you give and everything, we've got a community filled with people that love to work with their hands. and just as much love to see what they've done afterwards and everything. I've worked in a lot of construction, a lot of different construction companies in this community, and I know a lot of different individuals out there that are just fit this bill. Mm-hmm. We're calling on all of you, all hands on deck. Not only will you be able to help out one of our great local nonprofits that does such great impact in this community, but you're a part of something that's really fun. Not everybody gets to work on a haunted house. Not everybody gets to see how the sausage is made, kind of, and all that. Right. I think there's something very exciting and fun about that. Just you talking about it got me all intrigued and everything. I know I am mentioning this to my father, who is retired and loves to work with his hands. I don't think he's ever worked on a haunted house. You might have Jim Maloff come by there, because I he's one of those guys that just loves a new challenge or something new to work on and everything, especially at his age.
Yeah.
And to all of you out there that are, whether you're retired or you just got a couple hours free here and there, keep that in mind as well. The ODC, it wants to work with you on your schedule to be able to make this fit for everybody.
Yeah, and what I will say is so many companies are going to VTO, volunteer time off. And so we really have gotten several businesses that have offered employees to come during their workday to get paid as a volunteer time off opportunity. So if you work for a company that offers that and you're interested, again, please reach out or connect with your company and see if it would be an opportunity.
That's a really strong point, Ann. That's a really good point.
The other thing I would mention is I don't consider myself to be creative, but the team that's working on this is very creative. And what I've told them is, you give me the supplies, you give me the vision, I can use my hands and put it together, but don't ask me to come up with with the theme or what it's going to look like. So our team is really great on, if you don't feel like you're that creative, but you're good with, you know, following instructions and have the everything that you need and just setting it up. That's what I'm doing. So there's something for everybody.
Really is. Is there a cutoff time, Ann, for volunteering in that, as far as when we can, we'll stop looking for people or anything?
No, not really. There will be a link out. There's a link out there available for people to sign up. But we're going to start setting up on October 13th. So we'll be, you know, looking for volunteers all the way through the 13th and then, you know, for a few days after the event. So there's lots of opportunities and different time slots, and some of them are 2 hours, some of them are 4 hours. So, you know, if you can only come one day for a couple hours, that's fine. So there's lots of opportunities to get involved in lots of different ways.
The ODC's Haunted House is coming up October 17th and 18th, 6 to 9:30 that Friday and Saturday. It is going to be a hauntingly good time. We want you to be a part of it. And certainly, again, reach out to Ann and the team if you can volunteer or you have any of those items she was looking for. We will be bringing this on our morning show and promoting both those things along with the event itself and try to get you guys a lot more volunteers.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I just want to also mention a reminder that it's a free event to the community as well. And then we do recognize that, you know, some people don't like the scary stuff, but they like fun, haunted, you know, a little bit more fun Halloween activities. And so we'll have the haunted section, but then we're also going to have a Pirate's Cove, which is the kids section. And again, wheelchair accessible, family friendly. So, you know, just really a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we've changed it up. We know that, you know, in the past, sometimes waiting in line has been a little bit lengthy. And so we're hoping to really keep things moving and you know, kind of do a better job this year.
We appreciate the job that you do, period. You do a great job every time in this community. You're in line, be patient. Keep this in mind. If you're waiting in line, that tells you that there's something good at the end of it. There's not lines for people that are for things that aren't fun and great and everything. So, you know, be patient, be understanding, and of course, have a good time, and we'll meet you there. It's going to be a blast. We'll be talking more about this.
Yeah, and we're going to have food trucks on site, so be aware of that. And then we'll have some fun activities going on outside. You know, usually we have some sidewalk chalk, we have some bubbles, and, you know, some ways to kind of keep people engaged and having some fun while they're waiting to get into the haunted house.
Love the Pirate's Cove idea too. That's fantastic. It just, again, shows how much you guys are paying attention. You care about the community, trying to make something for everybody. And it's all the more reason why we love to back the work that you guys do over there. Any chance we get, it's going to be fun. We'll be talking about it as we lead into it. I got another fun event coming up, and that I wanted to talk with you and Ashley about, the Seussical Musical. This is a sensory-friendly event coming up on October 11th. And you know what, Ashley, could you tell us a little bit about this event and what is going to be going on with it?
It's going to be truly accessible because we're going to have, it'll be sensory friendly. There'll be dim lighting and no confetti cannons, loud sounds, or flashing lights, but it'll also be accessible in all the different ways because there'll be a live American Sign Language interpreter and closed captioning for those who are deaf and hard of hearing. And there'll be accessible seating and enlarged programs for people with low vision. There'll be a quiet space for people that need to take a break. And also there'll be like 1 hour prior to both of the Saturday shows, there'll be a sensory area and a sensory tour where you can feel different items that will be in the show, like props, costumes, and you can meet the cast beforehand, and there'll be like sensory bags that people can take home with them with fidget toys and a choice board and earplugs for sound sensitivities. And
You just nailed it. You did a great job, Ashley. Yeah. Nice work. Appreciate that. Thank you for that breakdown. And certainly want to say a big shout out to our ODC for hosting events like this, having events like this. I don't mean to put this on anybody else, but you guys are the only ones doing things like this, really. Well, and they're very necessary.
Yes, they are. And what I will say, though, is what I did want to mention is this is really a collaboration. So this really wasn't ODC's. This isn't ODC's event, but
sure.
we are part of the sensory friendly portion of
yes,
it.
Yes.
And so we actually are partnering with the Playhouse Theater Group. Melody Audiology actually is really the one that is spearheading this to make it sensory friendly. We're also partners with Mid-State Independent Living Choices and then also the Community Foundation of Central Wisconsin. So really, this is a true, true partnership. I also wanted to give a shout out to Frey Memorial Presbyterian Church out of Stevens Point. Mm-hmm. They actually gave us a grant so that we can purchase all of these fidgets and sensory-friendly items to offer this as an inclusive event for the community. And so we're really super excited about it. There are a couple of other, they are offering the program also on October 9th and 10th at 7 p.m. It's at the Spash Theater. Those are standard performances. Mm-hmm. So if you have, some sensory needs or accessibility needs, the performances to come to would be the October 11th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So at noon and at 6 p.m. is when the sensory tours will start, and it will offer all of the amazing things that Ashley mentioned to make it completely accessible for the community. So we're super excited about being a part of it.
Appreciate the other organizations that are a part of this and such a gigantic part of this, and encourage people to learn more about them and the work that they're doing. If we wanted to actually have them on with us at times and talk with them a little bit more about it. What I appreciate about the ODC is the above and beyond to be a part of things like this, that we don't see a lot of that in our community, and not just our community, around the country. You just don't see a lot of sensory events. I think that not only am I hopeful that we will see more of these, but as we do more of them, I think you see the turnout and the amount of people that really could use these events and enjoy them a lot more. And I feel like it's one of the more universal things I could say. All kids deserve to have fun. And that's really a big part of what this is about, is making these events accessible for all kids.
Right. Well, and not even kids.
Yes.
Good
point.
Everybody.
Yes.
Again, if you have a sensory issue or you're hard of hearing, or, have low vision, I mean, this is going to accomplish that for anybody that has a need to have something a bit more accessible. And so we are super excited to be a part of it. And
what is the date for the sensory event of the Seussical musical again?
It'll be October 11th at 1 and 7 p.m. And you can come an hour early both days at noon and 6 p.m. to take the sensory tour.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Great job. And you got a great voice. She's really good at this. Thank you, Ashley. Please don't take my job. Please. I need this job, Ashley. But great work. Thank you very much for joining us. And thank you for the information. We appreciate it. And I did want to talk a little bit about the youth a transition conference that is coming up in November. This is an important one, and one that you guys are going to be a part of along with our friends over at Midstate.
Yeah. So also wanted to just share, we do have a youth transition conference coming up, and it's really meant for juniors and seniors kind of across central Wisconsin. It's going to be held on November 7th at the Midstate campus here in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's really about supporting students with disabilities in understanding all aspects of transitioning from high school to adulthood. And so there'll be lots of different speakers talking about employment or resources that are available or post-secondary education that's mm-hmm. available and the services that are provided. And so we haven't done one of these since 2019 because then COVID hit and then things kind of fell, you know, we weren't getting together at that time. And so it's taken us a few years to resurrect this. But when we did it in 2019, we had over 350 students from schools around the area locally. And so we're really working hard on putting this event together. And so, again, it's been really a local initiative from lots of different organizations that are supporting it. We're also, if you have a business that would want to have a booth at our youth transition conference, where mm-hmm. We have a link out there if people are interested, if they would have services that they might want to be able to share with students with disabilities. And we're really looking forward to it. We're going to have a great keynote speaker. Mm. And so he does a magic show. So I think it's going to be great. And then also we have lots of breakout sessions. So Ashley's going to do a session on how to tell your story and tell it, you know, in a positive manner, and how do you share your story about yourself. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so it's going to be real exciting, and we're looking forward to getting that off the ground again this year. So
bringing an event like this back is welcome and certainly very cool and cool to see, encouraging to see. Was it something that you as a staff kind of saw an opening and wanted to bring back, or something you were hearing from the community, or just, you know, a little bit of a combination of that?
So I would say, you know, we have a staff member that her whole role is around mm-hmm. transition services for students. And so she really was passionate about bringing this event back to life. And so she really worked with Midstate, who was willing to partner with us. Again, it's a great opportunity. The fee for students to attend is $5 because other organizations have stepped up and are willing to pay for, you know, kind of all mm-hmm. of the fees. We got a great sponsor from Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, mm-hmm. who is really covering the majority yeah. of the costs associated with the event. So we're really fortunate to be able to have this locally and have it really accessible and cost effective for people to attend. So
and a big thank you to them for that. That goes a long way, especially when it comes to, you know, the people that are going to be attending this and everything. That's very impressive, very helpful. When it comes to why I asked what I did before is you all over at the ODC are so good at seeing gray areas and things that aren't being worked on or needed, or, you know, and that. And when it comes to something like this, as soon as you described it, I was like, oh, there's something that could definitely be used. We do this a lot in the acting community. Actually, an old friend of mine, we created a class for people when they graduated from Second City, and where do you go after that? How do you find an agent? What kind of monologues do you do? All these different things. There's no playbook for any of that. And
Correct.
We thought it was kind of crazy. And this is a very similar story to me, where it is a little bit of, hey, you learn to fly, now go fly.
Right.
and that's great for many individuals. But I think that many, many, and not just the clients at ODC, but many individuals out there would be benefited by something like this and really appreciate something like this in the community that gives these kids an opportunity to really not just get on their feet, but to succeed.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There's one other part of this too, among the many great things that you bring up, that is brought up from the website I'm pulling from, and again, you can, that website you can bookmark right now, odcinc.com, and the role models part of this, and the how impactful that can be, the mentorship and some of that and everything that is able to be given to younger people and those that. You know, you and I, specifically you and the team over there, you guys are incredible. You're great at what you do and so appreciative. But when you have somebody, individuals like Ashley or others that are really able to speak to things that we just don't know, we can't understand, we can't know better than they do.
Right.
That goes so much farther than we can put into words.
Yep, absolutely.
And we know this from our own lives of talking to people that know what it's like to relate to us because they've been through something similar or what have you. Even if that was the only part of this event, I'd be talking just as highly of it because that's a key part of this, I think, and a beautiful part of it.
Yeah, and that really is like many of the speakers that we have are folks with disabilities. And you're right. Like we've learned over the years that who better to learn from than our peers that, like you said, you and I, people without disabilities are no different. We learn from, if we have a question, we go to somebody that's had that same experience. And so people with disabilities have that same opportunity now, and they want to hear from, you know, their peers and how they manage things. So we're really excited about it and looking forward to it. So
there's so many of the things that are going on with this that you described too that are, again, I don't know that there's a playbook for. I don't know that you can just go out and say, oh, just look at this source and it'll tell you how to do this or something. I think that this is also really key for that, along with the thing that I love about all kinds of events like these, those organic questions, those ones that maybe you're not sitting there thinking about all the time, or you threw into a search engine and it popped up, the stuff that just happens in the moment you think of, or that you're thinking about on the way there or something like that. The ability to be able to talk face to face with somebody and ask those questions. And there's a lot of great tech out there that can answer a lot of questions, but not like that. Not like that in-person conversation you can have that is available at an event like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people would like to be a part of it, can they still be a part of it, Anne?
Yes, what they can do is go to our ODC Facebook page, and under our events, we do have the Youth Transition Conference listed there as well. So check it out for more information.
And the dates of this great event.
Yeah, that is coming up on November 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mid-State campus here in Wisconsin Rapids.
We'll be talking about it, making sure that everybody knows, and we'll be getting a good turnout for that one as well. And if you wouldn't mind, just one more time, since we got a minute here, I would love to go run through those items we're looking for the haunted house one more time.
Yeah.
Just to remind everybody one more time, really bring it home.
Sure, sounds great. So we could use some candy, AA batteries, black duct tape, 12x20 tarps, command hooks, and 11-inch black zip ties.
Thank you, Anne. I appreciate that. And again, we'll be talking about all of these events on our morning shows and other shows, promoting, talking about it, making sure that you get a good turnout, we get a good turnout, and we can have some fun with this one. Cannot wait for that haunted house.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so much fun. Ashley, Anne, thank you so much for joining us today. A lot of fun.
Of course. Thank you so much.
And thank you, everybody. Oh, and did I cut you off, Ashley? I'm sorry. I think I did that twice to you today, but thank you for joining us.
It's okay. I was just going to say thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. And appreciate all of you joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.